Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
The middle.
I love that tune. So good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her voice on it. She sounds amazing. Maren Morris.
Hi.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Just a few minutes away from the big movie review we all went and saw Ready Player One. But it's not their turn yet. It's your turn. Here's some of the stuff you had to say. 408 says, Frenchies are clowns in dog's clothing. Allergy issues, but loyal, fun buddy. And we got a ton of pictures of dogs, which is really cool.
Super sweet.
Super cute.
I work at doggy daycare, and like 75% of our dogs are Frenchies.
Funny. They're gaining.
Mm-hmm. Vin, you should get a mini golden doodle for your next pup. The best personality and behavior. Bonus, they don't shed.
Oh, that's nice.
They're really cool. My buddy has one. One of the things, as I was reading about them, though, they can't sort of get the person or all of the, because the breeding is a thing. They've mixed two dogs and they're making a new breed. They can't get it to be sort of uniform. So some of the hair is always different.
Oh.
Or they have.
Oh, that's funny.
So they haven't been able to perfect it yet, the breed.
Oh my God.
They're cute, though.
That actually looks like a golden that just has kind of kinky hair, because I've seen some golden doodles that look way more like brown poodles with.
That's what I'm saying.
They just look way more like
poodles. They haven't been able to get it sort of figured out. That doesn't mean they're not great dogs. It's just one of those.
Right.
And as I read about it, I just thought, oh, that makes me nervous.
Well, just, you know, cares what the dog looks like if you love it.
Hi, I'm Agnes. I'm a very happy, healthy English bulldog. Cute.
Oh, hello, Agnes. Aggie. I love the name
cute.
Agnes.
Yep. Lots of dogs. Boy, dogs will get everybody. Mm-hmm. I work at the gas station where the guy won the $10 million. Our lottery sales have doubled.
Oh, I'll bet.
Cool.
Will lightning strike twice? Doubt it. But good luck.
Waiting to get into the O.co stadium for my Oakland A's home opener. Let's go, Oakland.
People are
already getting into the parking lot for the 1 o'clock game.
Nice.
Opening day is a big deal for a lot of people.
It's a big party.
We're going through an eviction with tenants in SF right now. It's a nightmare.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just want to go over there and scream, get the hell out. Who stays in a place where you're not the owner? And what are you? Huh?
Well, it's free now that I've put up a protest, so I'm just going to stay.
You're just going to steal from me?
Are you just going to be the annoying guy standing in my yard yelling, get out, over and over?
925 says, y'all make me so happy. Sun is shining. Got my S&V. All is right in the world.
Yeah.
And then Vinny says, I'm getting out of the car. Cracking up. Rainbow heart sunshine.
Was that about the Survivor song?
I think so.
Like I said, don't even slow down. I'm just getting out.
I'm with Vinny. That version of Bohemian Rhapsody is painful to listen to.
Oh, no. It's fun. Just try not to be so jaded.
I can just see Vinny taking his headphones off.
I like it. It's just funny.
Dream On by Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one. Oh, do I sing that one at the top of my lungs? Woo.
When I Come Around by Green Day.
Oh, that's a good one. Any Green Day.
Yeah, Green Day's great.
Crank that up. I don't know all the words to this one, though, so it's hard to sing along.
Only have, like, two more minutes.
It wasn't Jodie Foster. It was Tatum O'Neal, says 707. Vinny, Tatum O'Neal starred in Bad News Bears, not Jodie Foster.
Yeah, we got it. We had that wrong.
You know.
It's all right.
Shh. All right. It's okay. All blonde girl actresses look the same, don't they?
Yep. Oh, that feels wrong.
Of course it does. Yeah, my mistake. I don't know. But I did love that movie a lot, so it's good to give credit where it's deserved.
Right. So we're glad you told us Tatum O'Neal so we can give her the credit.
Sounds like Vin is going to have to start swinging by the ATM on his way to work. Yeah, this game stuff's going to end up breaking me.
No, you made a good point, though, this morning. I mean, I wasn't asking for $5 back from you. I was offering $5 if you won the game.
Okay, well, I should have thought of that argument before you got 15 out of me
last week. I didn't get that. That was between you and one of our interns. You were making bets with interns. I didn't know anything about those transactions.
What?
I didn't know about those.
So you're just telling me I got duped by an intern?
Sounds like it.
Great.
Hey, they're smart kids.
John Goodman has had a serious drinking problem. Drinking on the set. He's very open about it, says 510. I didn't know any of that.
No, me either. Maybe you could meet me in the middle. I'm losing.
Hey, Vinny, didn't the drummer of Poison have gonorrhea in his throat or in his mouth? No, he had the HPV from kissing...
Australia.
Kissing... Down under, and got the cancer in the throat.
Yeah,
just like Michael Douglas did.
It's like a Ricky Rocket.
I think that's it, and that's why guys don't like to do that anymore. And we don't.
Yeah, guys don't do that anymore. Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm.
707 says, "Oh, stop! I'm gonna lose my breakfast." Seriously, guys, I'm eating over here. Says 925.
Was that about the gonorrhea symptoms? Let's not.
Hey! Oh,
let's do this, Alice Radio.
Welcome back, Corey Rosen.
What's up, morning show?
Hi, nice to see you, Corey. You know, it was like really cool to see you guys reunited in the hallway. Everyone's talking 100 miles an hour. And then I was
taste the love?
Well, I thought it was really
so
neat.
So much love.
Very good. Yeah. Very cool.
Hey, before we get to the movie review, two quick things. One is the San Francisco Film Festival is happening next week. It's going to be starting April 4th. I'm going to go see this Robin Williams documentary on the 7th. Charlize Theron's going to be here on the 8th receiving some big award. So all the info is at sffilm.org. And also, Corey has a huge event coming up.
That's right. On April 17th at the Castro Theater, I'm hosting
the
Moth Grand
Slam.
I'm asking
you. What's
the best way to post something.
On the 17th?
Yeah.
All right.
That's like homework for you and everybody to just figure out when is the actual show. It's at the Castro Theater. It's the Moth Grand Slam.
What is Moth?
The Moth is a storytelling show where people come up and tell true stories from their lives on a theme. The theme is fuel to the fire. So you're going to hear 5-minute true stories.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Does
so
moth
check it out.
Stand for something?
It stands for nothing.
Oh, it's just moth.
It's just like a moth. So you'll be a moth. You will flock to the Castro in April to check it out. It's going to be great. You'll change your life.
And you're doing something with that this Friday, not doing your... Because you should promote your Bats Improv as well.
Also Bats Improv all the time. Fort Mason Center, Friday and Saturday nights. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, beautiful people. Alice Rader, here is your review of Ready Player One. This is Simon Pegg and TJ Miller. So in this film, the creator of this virtual reality world dies. Then a video is released where the guy who just dies challenges everyone to play in this virtual world called the Oasis. They have to find these three keys, and if they find the keys and unlock the doors, they'll inherit his fortune. Sarah, Vinny, we'll start with Corey if you guys want. Is there anything from the book that you really wish was in the film?
Well, I read the book. Did you guys read the book?
Vinny and I read the book.
All right.
Yes.
So as I think you guys know, and without spoiling anything for the listeners, the book and the movie are completely different things, right? There's like an essence of what the storyline from the book is. Mm-hmm. But
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
The middle.
I love that tune. It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her voice on it. She sounds amazing. Maren Morris.
Hi. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Just a few minutes away from the big movie review.
Ooh.
We all went and saw Ready Player One, but it's not their turn yet. It's your turn. Here's some of the stuff you had to say. 408 says, Frenchies are clowns in dog's clothing. Allergy issues, but loyal, fun buddy. And we got a ton of pictures of dogs, which is really cool.
Super sweet.
Super cute.
I work at doggy daycare, and like 75% of our dogs are Frenchies.
How funny. They're gaining.
Mm-hmm. Vin, you should get a mini golden doodle for your next pup. The best personality and behavior. Bonus, they don't shed.
Oh, that's nice.
They're really cool. My buddy has one. One of the things, as I was reading about them, though, they can't sort of get the person or all of the, because the breeding is a thing. They've mixed two dogs, yep, and they're making a new breed. They can't get it to be sort of uniform. So some of the hair is always different.
Oh.
Or they have.
Oh, that's funny.
So they haven't been able to perfect it yet, the breed.
Oh my God.
They're cute, though.
That actually looks like a golden that just has kind of kinky hair, because mm-hmm, I've seen some golden doodles that look way more like brown poodles with.
That's what I'm saying.
They just look way more like
poodles. They haven't been able to get it sort of figured out. That doesn't mean they're not great dogs. It's just one of those.
Right.
And as I read about it, I just thought, oh, that makes me nervous.
Well, just, you know, cares what the dog looks like if you love it.
Hi, I'm Agnes. I'm a very happy, healthy English bulldog. Mm-hmm. Cute.
Oh, hello, Agnes. Aggie. I love the name
cute.
Agnes.
Yep. Lots of dogs. Boy, Agatha. Dogs will get everybody. Mm-hmm. I work at the gas station where the guy won the $10 million. Our lottery sales have doubled.
Oh, I'll bet.
Ooh.
Will lightning strike twice? Doubt it. But good luck.
Waiting to get into the O.co Stadium for my Oakland A's home opener. Let's go, Oakland.
People are
already getting into the parking lot for the 1 o'clock game.
Nice.
Opening day is a big deal for a lot of people.
It's a big party.
We're going through an eviction with tenants in SF right now. It's a nightmare.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You just want to go over there and scream, get the hell out. Who stays in a place where you're not the owner? And what are you? Huh?
Well, it's free now that I've put up a protest, so I'm just going to stay.
You're just going to steal from me?
Are you just going to be the annoying guy standing in my yard yelling, get out, over and over?
925 says, y'all make me so happy. Sun is shining. Got my S&V. All is right in the world.
Yeah.
And then Vinny says, I'm getting out of the car. Cracking up. Rainbow heart sunshine.
Was that about the Survivor song?
I think so.
Like I said, don't even slow down. I'm just getting out.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Vinny. That version of Bohemian Rhapsody is painful to listen to.
Oh, no. It's fun. Just try not to be so jaded.
I can just see Vinny taking his headphones off.
I like it. It's just funny.
Dream On by Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. Oh, do I sing that one at the top of my lungs? Woo.
When I Come Around by Green Day.
Oh, that's a good one. Any Green Day.
Yeah, Green Day's great.
Crank that up. I don't know all the words to this one, though, so it's hard to sing along.
I only have like 2 more minutes.
It wasn't Jodie Foster. It was Tatum O'Neal, says 707. Vinny, Tatum O'Neal starred in Bad News Bears. Not Jodie Foster.
Yeah, we got it. We had that wrong.
You know.
It's all right.
Shh, shh, shh. All right.
It's okay.
All blonde girl actresses look the same, don't they?
Yep. Oh, that feels wrong.
Of course it does. Yeah, my mistake. I don't know. But I did love that movie a lot. So it's good to give credit where it's deserved.
Sure. Right, so we're glad you told us Tatum O'Neal so we can give her the credit.
Sounds like Vin is going to have to start swinging by the ATM on his way to work. Yeah, this game stuff's going to end up breaking me.
No, you made a good point, though, this morning. I mean, I wasn't asking for $5 back from you. I was offering $5 if you won the game.
Okay, well, I should have thought of that argument before you got 15 out of me last week.
I didn't get that. That was between you and one of our interns. You were making bets with interns. I didn't know anything about those transactions.
What?
I didn't know about those.
So you're just telling me I got duped by an intern?
Sounds like it.
Great.
Hey, they're smart kids.
John Goodman has had a serious drinking problem. Drinking on the set. He's very open about it, says 510. I didn't know any of that.
No, me either. Maybe you could meet me in the middle. I'm losing.
Hey, Vinny, didn't the drummer of Poison have gonorrhea in his throat or in his mouth? No, he had the HPV from kissing.
Australia.
Kissing down under and got the cancer in the throat.
Yeah.
just like Michael Douglas did.
It's like a Ricky Rocket?
I think that's it. And that's why guys don't like to do that anymore. And we don't.
Yeah. Guys don't do that anymore. Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm.
707 says, oh, stop. I'm going to lose my breakfast. Seriously, guys, I'm eating over here, says 925.
Was that about the gonorrhea symptoms? Oh, we won't repeat. Don't. Let's not.
Hey!
Let's do
this, Alice Radio.
Welcome back, Corey Rosen.
What's up, morning show?
Hi, nice to see you, Corey. You know, it was like really cool to see you guys reunited in the hallway. Everyone's talking 100 miles an hour. And then I was
Could you taste the love?
Well, I thought it was really
so
neat.
So much love.
Very good. Yeah. Very cool.
Hey, before we get to the movie review, two quick things. One is the San Francisco Film Festival is happening next week. It's going to be starting April 4th. I'm going to go see this Robin Williams documentary on the 7th. Charlize Theron's going to be here on the 8th, receiving some big award. So all the info is at sffilm.org. And also, Corey has a huge event coming up.
That's right. On April 17th at the Castro Theater, I'm hosting
Are you asking us, Grand Slam?
I'm asking you.
What's the
That's the best way to post something.
On the 17th?
All
right.
That's like homework for you and everybody to just figure out when is the actual show. It's at the Castro Theater. It's the Moth Grand Slam.
Which what is Moth?
The Moth is a storytelling show where people come up and tell true stories from their lives on a theme. The theme is fuel to the fire. So you're going to hear 5-minute true stories.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Does
so
moth
check it out.
Stand for something?
It stands for nothing.
Oh, it's just moth.
It's just like a moth. So you'll be a moth. You will flock to the Castro in April to check it out. It's going to be great. You'll change your life.
And that's you're doing something with that this Friday, not doing your... Because you should promote your Bats Improv as well.
Also Bats Improv all the time, Fort Mason Center, Friday and Saturday nights. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, beautiful people. Al Serrator, here's your review of Ready Player One. This is Simon Pegg and TJ Miller. So in this film, the creator of this virtual reality world dies. Then a video is released where the guy who just dies challenges everyone to play in this virtual world called the Oasis. They have to find these three keys, and if they find the keys and unlock the doors, they'll inherit his fortune. Sarah, Vinny, we'll start with Corey if you guys want. Is there anything from the book that you really wish was in the film?
Well, I read the book. Did you guys read the book?
Vinny and I read the book.
All right.
Yes.
So as I think you guys know, and without spoiling anything for the listeners, the book and the movie are completely different things, right? There's like an essence of what the storyline from the book is, but the movie took it to a different place. Like it took it to a much more visual place rather than like D&D style role playing and throwback games that are maybe easier to describe in the book. I think in the movie, what they did is they took them to more... of the sort of first-person shooter kind of game or the driving kind of games or even like the kind of kill-or-be-killed games that our kids play now, Fortnite, Overwatch, that kind of style of game. Would you agree?
Yes. So far, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Is there anything you guys missed? I know you guys said it at 5:30 this morning. Do you want to repeat it or should we just keep moving?
Which part? About
What did you miss from the book that wasn't in the film?
I missed there was a feeling in the book of... this mystery that you were helping to unfold, like you were able to see you could read the clue and ponder it in your own mind. And it was much, much more elaborate, even though this was visually overwhelming even at times.
Absolutely.
It didn't capture the coolness of the mystery and the steps that you had to take to solve it.
There's also a spirit in the book of all of these references. You know, the characters, the author, they're very obsessed with this kind of nostalgia throwback to the 1980s, 1990s culture. So there are allusions everywhere in the book, but also in the movie visually, to the point that it becomes noise.
Yeah.
Where you're kind of just saturated in this universe of images and references, and you don't really... at times you get disconnected from the narrative. Would you agree, Ruman?
Yeah. There were times where, well, I was looking for things because Sarah and Vinny kept talking about Rush. And I'm like, all right, as I'm watching the movie, I'm like, oh, there's a Rush poster at the end. I guess that was it in the book. But I guess Rush was a big part of the book. Corey, you're a visual effects expert, and this film is very special effects heavy.
It is.
Certainly.
Did Spielberg nail it? Like, is 2018, are the special effects good enough today? to pull off the
film.
Well,
the special effects are extraordinary. I mean, I think this one already, it's what, March?
Yeah.
This one has a great shot at getting the Oscar for best visual effects.
Oh, you think?
It's an entire animated world, right, that we're in, and it feels real. Like, we're in this world, and even though we're kind of going in and out between
the virtual
world.
And we're looking at avatars, but the depth of how you accept that this is where you are.
There's even actually a hilarious, to me, kind of nerdy visual effects joke in the film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed this.
Probably
not. In kind of bad or weaker animation, you'll get these kind of artifacts that you'll see in things like the hair of a character that just kind of swims around, that just kind of moves like it's not really grounded to anything. And I don't know if you notice at the beginning of the movie, the main character has that hair moving, and then Artemis reaches over and she
electrifies it or something.
De-electrifies it.
Oh, de-electrifies.
Basically takes out the static and then his hair calms down.
Oh,
did you notice that?
I noticed that happened. I didn't really know quite what that was about. I was like, oh, she didn't change his hair.
I think it's like a CG joke. That it's like bad CG, and then they're removing the, let's take out the bad CG and make everything just kind of get into a more grounded space.
This is why you're a visual effects expert. All right, Corey,
that's
you've
funny.
Got two
Thank
children,
you.
Correct? What are their names and ages?
So my kids are Henry and Noli. My daughter's middle name, Agnes.
I love
that's
Agnes.
Right. Also so, makes a good dog name.
So let's play a round of good parenting, bad parenting. Will you take your kids to see Ready Player One?
That's a great question, because I thought that the movie was great, kind of escapist, fun storytelling. But at times, it earns its PG-13 rating because it actually does get intense. So my 10-year-old, I don't know that I would recommend it for her. I know she's going to want to see this movie, and I think she's going to see it. But there's a central sequence in this film that you guys all know where it gets actually kind of scary.
Does it have to do with The Shining?
It has to do with The Shining, yeah. It's if, you know, to imagine that you are in The Shining, almost like it's a game. Like you're a first-person game living in The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun to watch. But it's a little bit intense.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it always comes down to, you always say good parenting, bad parenting. But some 10-year-olds can more than handle that. They've been playing, Call of Duty forever. They've seen, spiders that are going to come and eat them. They're fine with it.
That's
other kids
true.
Are not, they're just not equipped to handle
That's
it
That's true. My 12-year-old saw Get Out. He loved it.
Oh, God, Get Out's so great.
So
good parenting there.
I want to start with Sarah and Vinny on this one. The cast. We didn't talk about the cast. Were you happy with who they cast in the cast?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty solid casting. I actually thought it was a good movie. I mean, my issues with it are that I just have issues because I love the book so much. But as a standalone movie, I was not bored. I thought it was a good ride.
And I would ride on that and say that I think that what this movie will do is make more people want to read the book. Because I think that, like a lot of things, the texture of the book can't really come out in the film. The film is its own thing.
It's definitely
But
its
I think
own
what it'll
thing.
Do is make people actually get interested in what is really happening, because you really get into the backstory of the creator's life, of the real world of why.
To answer the question, I thought the casting was excellent. Where they hit the home run was with Artemis. I thought she was excellent.
She's awesome.
And
she
I
was
really
what I imagined.
Loved their little love story.
Yeah.
Like, if that hadn't that we already lost so much of the adventure from the book.
Yeah.
And that's what I said earlier, which is I was so worried about the jump between real life and the Oasis that I didn't even think about how they were going to do this long adventure they're on.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the movie, I went, the adventure's gone.
Mm.
Yep.
Like, we lost that part of it.
The adventure in the book it happens over the course of a couple years.
It's long, and I'm sure they struggled with it. But that little love story, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great, and they really did a great job with it.
Well, and they had to fast forward it. I mean, it's really like the second time that they've met, and they're, he's making declarative statements left and right.
Yeah.
But the one thing I will say, if you haven't read the book and you see the movie, you'll like the movie. And I hope it does intrigue you enough to read the book, because you will not recognize the movie in the book,
other than
there are the same characters.
So,
so much richer.
It's almost been 5 hours. And I feel like there's one person we still have to hear from.
Yep.
Yuzette.
Yuzi saw it, and she saved her the whole thing.
Did you like this film? Yes or no?
Did I like it? Sure.
Sure.
It was so long
no.
for me. I was so tired. It was too much effects for me. I'm not an effects person.
Yeah.
I have eye vision issues, so it was hard for me to actually see everything that was going on. There was so much that I kept trying to look at everything, and finally, I just shut my eyes because I could not concentrate on those action scenes, especially in the beginning.
Yeah, I was going to say the beginning was just frenetic.
It was just, I just had to put my head down. Oh, God, when is this going to be over? And then, but then as I got about an hour in, I started to like it. I liked the love story. That was really sweet and nice. And I was glad that I went.
Oh, good.
That's yeah.
That's so good. That's a pretty good review.
It's not my kind of movie. I'm not a sci-fi person at all. Mm-hmm. At all.
At
all.
At all.
But I was glad I went. So thank you for inviting me. And thank you, Danielle, at the movie studio.
Thank you, Danielle. Sum it all up. Let me just say this. For someone who didn't read the book and someone who loves cartoons, I thought this was a home run. I was in hog heaven.
Loved it.
I'm like, wow, we're watching a cartoon mystery. Because, like, this whole virtual world is like a bunch of animated characters. And I'm like, oh, this is made for me.
Aww.
So I have no reference to the book. And
I that's good. Most people won't.
Yeah, and I like video games, and I like that kind of stuff. So I was just so – and you know what? It just – I love kids coming together and going on adventures. That just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of Goonies in that sense. I'm going to give it 3.5 Persian rugs.
All right. Well, I will sum it up by saying that this is an important time in the world. This is the season of Passover and Easter. And you might wonder, what is the connection between Ready Player One and these big holidays? Well, this is the movie for our times. This is a film about liberation from slavery. And resurrection. It's got it all. It's got Passover. It's got people trapped in their virtual worlds needing to escape from that slavery that they have self-imposed.
And actual slavery.
Right. They're actually slaves to that. And the Halliday character, who's resurrected through the telling of his own story and the living of his own memory. So let's just, in this very important time, remember, Ready Player One is a statement for our culture and our world, and a visual effects extravaganza worth seeing in IMAX 3D. I got to throw that out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I give this 4, is it out of 5?
Yeah. Yes.
4 out of 5 bagels smeared with 30-year-old vintage mint in box with all the battle accessory schmear.
Incredible, Corey.
Well, Corey, it is lovely to have you back. I hope that this will be a regular thing.
Hey, Corey has one more thing he wants to say.
All right.
I am teaching storytelling classes. You can find out everything about them at CoreyRosen.com. So check that out.
Corey, you want to be able to sum it all up like that.
Sum it all up.
Yeah. That guy, put a whole narrative together. For that. All right. Great job, you guys. Thanks. Ready Player One.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time for us to go. Is Lexi coming in?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Perfect.
What's today? Thursday? Oh, she's out there. Yeah.
So we are going to go cut a secret show, and are we allowed to say who's on?
Is it I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Unless we have to scrap the thing, that'll be disappointing.
That will be disappointing, but then you can be disappointed in the guest and not in us.
Well, right.
Yeah, right.
We're having...
Because we'll be back next week.
That's right. Our big boss, who's just got here and is leaving for New York, Susan Larkin, is going to be our guest on the secret show today. So we'll definitely torture her a little bit.
Do you guys have questions already for her?
No, Hooman has all the questions.
Yeah,
he wrote down 14 questions.
Hooman's already written down all the questions. And I was like, all right, well.
I don't know. Sometimes Hooman's questions are not that good, you guys.
Well, don't worry. We'll be there just in case.
That's Susan's problem.
Yeah.
That's right. Good point, man.
We'll be there to laugh.
Yeah.
So that's, and maybe we'll get a bad advice in there and get a,
that'd be great.
Our boss, Susan, can help you with the bad advice.
Yeah.
But she's off to New York.
Well, she's a smart lady, mother of two.
Sure.
I'm sure she has some ways of handling business, like, the bad advice segment.
Maybe I'll even look for something that like would pertain to her life or her experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Show, I don't know, around 11, you can probably find that at RadioAlice.com. Now that we don't have to edit it anymore, we get it up there a lot faster. Have a great day. Keep it on Alice all day long. There are more Outside Lands passes.
What do you think? Oh, I guess I can't ask this. Boy,
what?
We have such a new world that you got to be real careful what you ask.
What were you thinking about asking?
What do you think a woman of her or a person's stature who's running a big company, what do you think that they fantasize about as they've got so much power in the workplace?
I think it goes the opposite. Someone that has so much power wants...
That's the question.
Wants someone to take control of them.
Like the high-powered CEOs who want to wear a diaper and get spanked because they were a bad, bad boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should ask her this.
Maybe she wants to be tied to the hood of a car and driven down Lombard at high rates of speed. Who knows? I can totally see
that with Susan.
No way. Oh, my God. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
I can see her behind the wheel driving someone else.
Oh, my God. Funny.
Yeah, she's driving. Tied to the front.
Yeah, with Uman, yeah. You know what? After those 14 questions, forget it.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, and we will see you on Friday.
Thank you.
It's almost Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.